to another SFC, A Walk With God episode. Yes, we do fight for the enemy. I am your host, Amos Waterbury, and today we have a special episode. I have with me guest Jennifer Caker, also adopted sister, not by state, but quote-unquote adopted. And we're happy to bring her on the show today and talk about prayer and our motivation for prayer. Also, a little talk about couples. So I hope you enjoy. To God be the glory. And let's see what He wants us to learn today. Amen. All right, everybody, welcome to today's podcast on SFC, A Walk With God. As we're learning, there's something He wants us to learn each day. And sometimes, you know, it's more than just, you know, one person involved when it comes to hearing what God has to say. And today I have with me, she's like an adopted sister, but we actually met through a circumstance where one of my coworkers at my old job hooked me up with this girl, and I'm not sure if he had me making her my adopted sis in mind when he gave me her number, but anyways, that's how I met her, and she's on the phone with me today. And what brings us to talking to each other is, well, it's been forever since we've talked. You know, guys, you know as well as I know that when we get in our zone or we get a bunch of stuff, we'll forget to call certain people like that we have friends, especially if we have a girlfriend, which I do. So, yeah. But anyways, yeah, she's online, and I'm happy that you could join us on this podcast. And I guess first we'll you can introduce yourself, tell you a little bit about yourself. But before that, I wanted to let y'all know, if y'all are interested in joining SFC again, shoot us an email, and whether you know you want to be part of the music department, which is me, or you know, actual minister, then you talk to Sister Sierra. But anyways. Let's make this SFC and life worship, you know, kick off in 2020. And I thank y'all so much for listening to these episodes. And we just thank God, most of all, that, you know, we have an avenue to spread the gospel. On that note, don't forget to check out sgmp.com. or SGMP Podcast, Southern Gospel Music Podcast. They've got some great insights, and it is Dr. Still and Darren of the SGC or SGSP Network. Well, anyways, let's get right into it. First, as always, let's pray. But I wanted to kind of give you all an idea of what we're going to be talking about today, a little more in depth than what was in the introduction. But basically, she called me up today, and my sister, that is, I'm just going to leave out the adopted sister, because you know we're not adopted in God's economy. None of us are adopted. We are all brother and sister. So whether you know we're adopted or you know, your blood. We're all brothers and sisters, and, you know, those that separate themselves, you know, because of certain situations or beliefs, such as what some of my family members have done to me, have practically estranged me, except for a select few, which God bless them for being there for me. You know, that's not right. We should all be together, and that's what God wants. But anyways, she requested that she needed prayer time. And as we began talking, I was like, you know, I have a, you know, a production mind, which means that if I have some form of media, whether if it's a podcast or, you know, music or TikTok, whatever the case may be, I'm a social media advocate, but I also love spreading the gospel, and particularly through music. And y'all guys can also look forward to some of the episodes in FFC Walk with God. We will just have an episode with a couple songs and maybe a little word. But yeah, so let me go ahead and finish up here and say that as she began to tell me about it, I was like, man, I just have to do a podcast about this, because the particular situation is something that, you know, we all face from time to time. And, you know, it kind of ties into what we've been talking about in the past two podcasts that got started, SFC, A Walk With God. I mean, episodes, not podcasts. And it's pretty incredible how, you know, things just tie in and you don't really plan. I was thinking earlier today, you know, I have to do a episode, or at least record the body of the podcast episode for my episode today. So what am I going to talk about? And, you know, I kind of thought about some things, and, you know, I may read another scripture, follow up on the one we've been reading. And I was just like, I felt God say, you know, just wait for my timing. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to do my job, and, you know, I'll just trust you. And I believe my sister tried calling me earlier, what is it, this morning or something, but she's laughing, yes, because that's happened more than once. But anyways, like I said, I was busy and probably getting ready for work or something. But anyways, I actually answered her call because I was like, you know, maybe she needs something, or I don't know, has an idea for my podcast. I don't know how she would, because she doesn't even know I started it. But, you know, God doesn't work like that. I mean, you don't have to have that. Other person doesn't have to have that information. He can give it to him if he wants to, because he knows everything. Amen. So, she called me, and we got to talking about the boyfriend that she had. And, yeah, I'll let her talk a little bit about that and a little bit of a history. Because, I mean, I can tell you, but, you know, it wouldn't be much of an interview podcast if I just sat here and talked all the time. So, I'm going to wrap it up here in a second as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, let her tell us a little bit about herself. And then we'll kind of wrap it up, and this 30 minutes can go fast. It might be 45, but anyways, first of all, thank y'all so much again for listening, and we're going to be talking about specifically prayer, but also the question at hand was, you know, what's God's plan, or what is he trying to tell me? Because she has this boyfriend, but then she has these other guys that think, you know, she's pretty nice, and, you know, they want to hang out with her, etc. And, you know, I'm going to talk a little bit about that, but I just kind of wanted y'all to have a background of what we're discussing. The reason why we are discussing this is, you know, although it's pertinent to her, who doesn't have circumstances in their life where you pray and it feels like you're just praying to a brick wall, right? And we're going to be going over that and probably more than likely some of the reasons why it feels that way, you know. And yes, it will tie into what we've been talking about as far as following God's plan, etc., and not our own. And, you know, all these, including today's episode, I said all, have two others, but anyways, it is what it is. We're starting the new year, so these three episodes, you know, are good jump starts. So if you haven't listened to the first two, I encourage y'all, go ahead and listen to the first two, and then listen to this one, because it'll make a whole lot more sense. Each of these episodes, I'm not planning it, but they seem to be tying into each other. So anyways, I have on the phone with me my sister. Her name's Jennifer Kecker. She is in, I believe, Arlington, Texas, which when I was in culinary school, those of you that may have listened to another one of my podcasts, 24/7 Thoughts and Facts with Chef Chuda in the Backwoods, that tells a little bit about pretty much everything, and I do talk about my culinary school. But anyways, no, she was not going to culinary school, and we didn't meet there. I was, like I said, introduced by her, one of my coworkers, at the job that I was going while I was going to school. So anyways, like I said, her name's Jennifer Kecker. She's really nice, and after we get through the, I guess, the God part of things, I will also announce a couple things about her and plans as far as business on her side. You know, with me, it's, I've got, you know, leather, food, and then, of course, spreading the gospel and music, etc. But she's got some goals and stuff, too, so, or shall we say, resolutions. And, actually, tomorrow we're going to be working on setting our website up, and hopefully that goes well. But anyways, I'm going to shut up now so my sister can talk. So, yeah, tell us a little about yourself, and I guess I'll just, I said I was going to shut up, but let me give you a jump start. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and who is Stephen, and the reason why that's important is obviously it's the framework for
the confusion.
Exactly.
So, as y'all know, I'm Jennifer. So, a little bit about me. I'm an actress. I'm a model. I'm a babysitter, pet sitter. I'm a daycare teacher during the day. I struggle just like the rest of everybody else with following God's words and commandments and example. So a little bit about my relationship with me and Stephen. So I was at a point in my life where on the inside, I really believe that my family didn't care. When I met him off of an ad I posted. I'm not going to go into detail for obvious reasons. And
right, we respect that.
He came to my house, and it was my birthday. And just like the four birthdays before, I was crying. Nobody came, not my best friend, not my brother, none of my family. And I was just like, you know, he came over, he showed me what I needed to be shown instead of, you know, just suck it up. So from there, it kind of traveled to God telling me to move in with him. And then he told me, oh, by the way, I live with two roommates. And I was like, hold up. Wait, what? So I was kind of confused. I did it anyway. I graduated college. Long story short, it was very confusing. He didn't want to make labels. It was my first long-term relationship. I didn't know if he liked me, if he didn't like me. I was doing my research, doing it on YouTube, looking for the answers, praying real hard, and still nothing. Then fast forward, he, out of the blue moon, he decided to dump me. And this was right after I told him, you know, I love you. Like, I love you, you know, like, it'll never change. And I still feel that in my heart. And so from there, I moved out. And I went through some drama with a social worker, which, you know, taught me how to smile through whenever you don't want to. It also taught me that I don't want to be the type of person she was. She was very violent at home, and then outside, she was very nice. And I was like, that's so wrong. Like, you don't judge other people. And then after that, I met two other guys.
Yeah. Sorry to interrupt here. I just had a quick question. I wanted to clarify something. The situation you, with your person you are staying with, was not a peaceful relationship. In other words, there was friction with you and her.
Yeah.
I have a question on that. Was she religious? Just so we have
She was. She claimed to be religious, and I think towards the end of it, she had woken me up on Sunday basically demanding that I wake up at 5 a.m. every single day and that I go to church with her. And I just want to say that you don't need to go to church in order to be in tune with God. Because even the Bible, it says that most churches are corrupt. I'm not saying any of y'all are corrupt. I'm just saying that nobody's relationship with God needs to be defined by what a pastor or somebody on stage says. Not even us. Like, everybody's gonna figure it out. Everybody's getting it. Nobody's perfect. And so she thought she was the epitome of perfect. Well, I do this for you, and, you know, it would take me a while to do this for my daughter. I'm looking at her like, she's your daughter. But yet, over here, you've got this girl that you just brought into your home less than 2 weeks ago, and you're doing stuff for her instead? Hold up, wait a minute. You loving on the wrong person.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I went through a down spiral. I went on a few dates, and, you know, just like everybody else, I kind of assume, even though I try real hard not to do that, that, you know, guys look at me like differently now. And so these guys, so relationships become even more confusing.
Right.
And what I mean by that is that, so I had a long-term relationship, right? And so it's been about 2 months. I want to get back out there, right? Well, I do. And I'm confused. It's like God's telling me to wait around for Steven. And then God's saying, well, here's your friend of 5 years that you met when you were 18 that has a big part to play in your life of where you are, that just confessed his feelings towards me. And then I've got this other guy that I didn't even know was going to meet. I went over to a random guy's house, and I said I wanted to go home. He got me an Uber. I didn't know my Uber driver was going to be a guy that thought I was funny. Like, I got in the car, and he looked at his phone, and he was like, "Are you, Yefram, or... I don't remember the guy's name," and I was like, "No, but I'm your wife." And we really hit it off and just talked. And,
right.
You know, when somebody's really spiritual, like, you really have that connection. So now I have all these different connections with different people. And just so that y'all understand why I'm so confused, I grew up focused on my studies. I grew up, you do school, you do a good job in school, and then you come home, and then you relax. There right. was no boyfriend. There was no real friends I had growing up. Like, there was a few here and there, but it wasn't, like, a true friendship. Like, it's meant to be, like, where there's an exchange. You get something out of this, I get something out of this, this is mutual. Or where you don't even get something out of this, but you know that you're doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I, now that there are, like, everybody has a million and one relationships that they've got to learn how to juggle. And, you know, you got to be the friend, you got to be the mom, you got to be the sister. You're always a sister. You're
exactly.
always all these things. And so you always have all this to do. And so for me, it's not easy for me to forget about God. What's the hardest part for me is figuring out, all right, so what do you want? Like, you're sitting here, like, I feel like God's telling me, you're sitting here, all right, so stick around for Stephen. But, oh, here's this option that's more logical, and here's this option where your heart, you know. So I'm in this triangle of crisscross, where each guy is, you know, super nice. And, you know, I have my standards, and I know what I want out of a relationship. And I could tell y'all that that's not going to help. But it didn't help me navigate that triangle still, even though I had my utmost standards. You're going to be a Christian. You're going to be spiritual. You know, you're going to... You know, you're going to set my standards, or I'm not going to be with you, point blank, period, you know? And so that didn't help. And then I called one of my friends before I called my brother Amos. And they said that, well, all right, so check off your list. All right, he's got to meet God's standards, he's got to meet your standards, and then he's got to fit into your life. Do any of them fit into your life? And then I looked at all the situations. I was like, all of them fit into my life in one way or another. So that didn't help me. So I was like, all right, call my next brother. So here I am.
All right. And I'm glad you called me. We're going to... read... a scripture real quick. Oh, where'd it go? And it is very pertinent to what we're talking about here. Let's see, what is today? Today is the 4th. Man, is it? I think it is Proverbs 4.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, one of the things that I grew up with is reading the Proverbs, and, you know, I haven't been doing it. It's one of the things I'm going to start doing. But, yeah, read the Proverbs, because there's 31 Proverbs, and this is mainly for men, but... You know, women can do it too, because there's wisdom for everybody. And Proverbs 4, strangely enough, is talking about wisdom. And just so y'all know, Proverbs is basically the book of instruction that Solomon, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. You know, look outside of our narrow mind and conform to God's. Not that we become God, but we can understand clearly what he's trying to tell us in a certain situation. So Proverbs 4 says, "Hear ye children the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding." For this can be for, you know, your father, you know, if he is your spiritual guidance. For me, my father hasn't, we haven't spoken in like a year and a half, so, you know, I've forgiven my father and everything, and, you know, I pray that maybe we can talk again, but, you know, it's in his court. So, I mean, it can either be your biological a minister, or somebody that's just like a mentor, or God himself. When it says, "Hear ye children the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law." That means, it says right here in the Proverbs, do not read the Bible. There's a reason why we have it, and, you know, I'm not happy with myself for not having read it much more. But
wait, did you say do not read the Bible, or did you say do read the Bible?
I said do not, as in, I said, as in, don't not read the Bible.
Alright.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Maybe that is grammatically wrong. But anyways, I just wanted to point that out there. That he's saying, don't forsake my law. And as I said, you know, some people might look at the Bible and say, you know, oh, God, all he wants us to do is read his book. Well, not exactly. You know, as we said in our previous episode, the Bible is kind of like that book you get whenever you go on a tourist guide. So if you go somewhere, you don't just have a tour guide and they just wheel you around everywhere. You know, usually you have a book that explains what they're talking about, so when they bring it up, you can ask questions or understand, which is basically what the Bible is. I mean, God can tell us more, but first we have to start what he's given us. Amen. So I have to eat the bread that he has put on the table, so to speak. But in this situation, there's two things. You have the want of wanting to have value as a woman or man. So switch the tables, whoever's listening. But specifically to my sister, you have want to have value by a man. And it's easy for us guys to say, you know, especially if we're spiritual, that, you know, you should have your identity in God and that shouldn't matter. But women like to be treasured, and, you know, God treasures them. They know that, but, you know, they want somebody there for them. And man, sometimes it is a real challenge to try to understand that and receive the given. But they're needy people, but they also are what you call superhuman strength. Like, they can do sometimes a woman can outwork a man, and I've seen it done. But afterwards, they're all like, "All right, I'm gonna take 2 weeks. I just need some time." Us guys, we don't know when to quit, and usually we end up putting ourselves in the hospital more than likely, or we're sick, out of work, and everything.
And then the one who takes care of you is us.
Yeah, exactly. So there's that aspect. Then there's the aspect of, you know, what does God want for you? And it's not, what do I think does God want for me, but what does God really want for me? And this is when, you know, sometimes he might not tell you outrightly. You just have to look for
signs within you.
Well, a sign, but what other people say, like the girl that I have now, I was just about ready to just like say, you know, fooey on this relationship thing because I can't keep a girl or whatever. I'm just gonna be friends with all girls and say howdy or whatever, which I still am, but you know, I'm a little more busy with her. And she's in North Carolina, so if she was here, oh geez, I don't know what I'd do. But anyways,
but I want to make a side note.
Okay, what's the side note?
Something about me. So we're talking about, you know, how to know what God wants for you.
Exactly. All
right. So some of us have known from a young age what we want to be, and we've never strayed from it, though we've never done anything towards it. Like me, for example, I'm just now accepting the fact that God wants me to stand out. God wants me to be an actress. When I was 3 years old, I fell in love with performing. And the type of, like, love it was like, all right, like, I at 3 years old, I didn't know it was God. I didn't know it was spiritual awakening or whatever it was. All I knew was whenever I grow up, I'm going to be on that stage. And I still believe that.
And that's good. You're keeping a vision. Because without a vision, the people perish. So, I hear what you're coming from. And that was going to lead to what I was saying. So we have the, you know, wanting to be valued because you know God values, but it's nice to have confidence that there's going to be a helpmate that is there for you and he does value, which it sounds like, you know, I know Stephen, and part of his problem, guys, and, you know, I'm not pointing fingers here or whatever, but I do recognize how the absence of God or accepting his guidance into your life or his existence can mess somebody up. And, you know, especially if you are an army, you know, come from the army, and then you have that mix, that'll really mess you up. And Stephen's kind of in that boat, you know. It's kind of all about him, and from what I understand, he does know a little bit about God or was raised a little bit, but, you know, as often for sometimes, and I hate hearing this from people, that something happened and, you know, that caused them not to believe. But for me, I've had so many situations where, I mean, my older sister that only lived 3 days after she was born, I could have gotten mad at that God at that point, and just I could still be rejecting him. But there was something in me that wanted to honor my sister and I knew she was going to heaven, and I knew I couldn't dwell on it because I couldn't move forward. And, you know, that's kind of where Stephen's kind of why he has, you know, these situations of uncertainty as far as Jennifer's concerned. I know, and God has told me that they are, well, they're supposed to be together. And a confirm on that was as a chef, and I was still in chef school, but right before graduation, I made them a nice dinner and everything, and it was, the evening was beautiful and everything, and I could feel the, I just felt the love of God in the whole room, you know, her grandparents, him, her, and, you know, even me there, you know, I wasn't an outcast, I felt honored to do it, and I'm like, okay, and I believe I prayed somewhere along the lines that, you know, if this is something that's supposed to go on, then, you know, God bless it tonight and going forward. And he has. And one of the things about God is there's a fine line between our blessing and his blessing, where, you know, we kind of make things to where we think it's God's blessing, but it's really not. Which in this situation, it was not like that. It was in harmony, and I feel that Stephen is afraid of the future because, you know, he hasn't put everything, all of his eggs, out of his basket and put it in God, so to speak. And until he's willing to do that, sister, I hate to tell you this, but, you know, this seems like God's answer is you have to be patient, you have to wait. And as far as the other people, they are brought into your life to, you know,
to kind of keep me occupied along the way.
Exactly. But,
so to speak, so that God's will can be done.
And, I mean, they don't have to be religious. Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just want to put this in. They don't even have to be religious. You know, I know plenty of people that they don't aspire to God, but they have helped me along the way. But after they've helped me, I'm sitting here thinking, how can I help you understand that you can get so much better than what you're, than what you have, you know? Faith is not as hard as people think when you take it in your heart, but when you have it all in your mind, faith is not a mind-based action. It's a heart-based action. You know, there's mind-based actions and there's heart-based actions. You know, love can't come from the mind. Even, you know, sexual intimacy, that's something that, I mean, you can't be all in your head when you're doing it, because that'll mess you up for sure. You know, it's all from your heart or your soul. You know, there's a reason why God has that design. So, those are three things I wanted to bring up, is that we're doing our podcast, by the way. We have the want of you wanting to have a companion that understands you. And so it would make sense that you would make these other people as possible candidates, but really they're just there You know, you did your, you mentioned you did your checklist, but one of the things about a checklist is, there's subtasks, and I think that you kind of overlooked the subtask area, and you're just like, okay, yeah, okay, that's in line or whatever, Steven's not doing this, and you kind of play God for a second a little bit, and I'm not judging you, I'm just allowing you to look at it from a different perspective. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. So, yeah, that's pretty much all I had. Oh, what was that? Was the second point. And the third point was, you have, what you did brought up was your dream. And you want all those things to be resolved right now. I know that's what you want, sis. But I've got news for you. Does anywhere in the Bible does it say therefore race because God is going fast and you will have abundance while you help abundance in 24 hours, blah, blah, blah. Things will be taken care of. No, what does it say? Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They'll mount up as eagles. They'll run and not go weary. They'll walk and not faint. And I hate to break this to you, but the main word in that is wait. And, you know, why would... We have to ask ourselves, why would God make us wait for something that, you know, we can just get? And we went over this in, I think it was yesterday's episode. God did that for a reason, because as humans, most of our mindset is, I want it now. I want to get it done. Especially us guys. Man, we are the worst. And we just want to add, you know, water and voila, we have mashed potatoes. But God is not a mashed potato God. I mean, he's, you know, more like a
chef.
Well,
he's seasonings. You need the meat. You need the base.
Yeah, I was going to say he's like a beef Wellington, you know. If you've ever made a beef Wellington, there's no way you can make it, you know, in, well, you could probably make it in 30 minutes if you had pre-mise en place, but even then, you know, you're still kind of rushing it. It takes a good hour to kind of get it all prepped, and then you have cook time. So, I guess we'll just go ahead and finish this up, and I think we pretty much, you know, I think I've given you the answer, and I still want you to read Philippians 4, and... Or you can either just listen to the podcast from yesterday. I keep saying podcast. Episode of the podcast from yesterday. But right now I'm going to finish up Proverbs 4 here. And we're going to... I'm just going to read it through. And I just remembered that we didn't pray. Dear God, so sorry for jumping into this without praying. But thank you for overlooking my failure and giving me wisdom anyways. I will commit this to you and give you homage where credit is due. Alright, let's do this.
Amen.
Chapter 4, Proverbs. Hear ye children the instruction of a father and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine. Forsake ye not my law. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments, and live. Those two things are key when it comes to God. You know, keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom, get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal theme. Therefore get wisdom, and with all thy get with all by getting, get understanding. I think that's going to be today's theme verse for this episode. We're going to do Proverbs 5 through 7. And that says, get wisdom, get understanding, forget not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. That's funny how they wrote that. 8. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. So as long as you're holding on to God and in your dream of, you know, being a star, which I see you spreading the gospel and writing songs, whether it's, you know, it doesn't have to be spiritual. You can spread the gospel with secular, believe it or not. But it's all about how God wants to use you. But, you know.
And God will come at you in the way that you're going to receive it. So if you're like, oh, well, the commandments say this. Well, you may not be at that level of understanding. So God's going to use something where you're at to pull your understanding up.
Right, and people often, where they fail, is they think that's where it stops. You know, God showed me this, and this is where I'm at. And
no, you're always getting it. You're just like Proverbs 7 says, you're getting to get it. Oh, wait a minute, hold on. What was that?
It says 7. It's actually 7 and 8. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. So, in other words, in the right time.
Yeah. So basically, you grew up in school learning. So you're an adult now. Well, if you haven't figured it out yet and you're 18, everything changes. You've got to get a job. You've got to do all the things that your mom did for you for yourself. So you've got to go get that wisdom that she was once at your point, and she studied life. She made her life plan. She figured out what she wanted to do. She figured out the steps. He figured out the steps. Either or. So basically, you're always going to learn. You're always getting it. You're never there. You're always getting it. So the phrase, enjoy the little moment, is going to matter more in the long run than you racing off to work. Or, I'm not saying don't go to work on time. I'm just saying don't be in a hurry to get there so much, and unless you enjoy the journey. Like, enjoy the journey. Enjoy the little things along the way that God's doing, because somebody told me, through me figuring out the answer, which is wait.
She just admitted that she needs to wait on God. Oh, I love it, sis.
Yeah.
Alright, so what are you saying?
A faithful man or woman can be grateful for the things that he has yet to receive. That is a truly faithful man, and he or she shall truly be rich. Also, for me, faith, building up faith, you may have done growing up, but for me, faith is consistency. Are you consistently in tune with God? Are you consistently combining your thoughts with what your heart wants? Because if you're not consistently doing that, then you're being astray, basically, by the devil. So, like, for me,
amen.
You've got to check your thoughts for that they're rational. They align with what the desires in your heart, which God placed, and they are rational and practical and better your life.
So, Jennifer, let me ask you, what do you think is the... This is mainly for the women listeners, if y'all are listening, but it can apply to men too. But, well, I think I'll do this. I'll give my perspective for men. But as far as the women, what is the best step when basically it could be your significant other or even your own brother might not understand you and you're at the point where you want to just kind of give up and you're just like, well, nobody's listening. They don't really understand. And yes, I am asking this question because I know it pertains to you. So, yeah, I love you. But I know it's also a common thing, mainly for young women as they're growing up. But what should be the, you know, there's the negative reaction and the positive reaction. And, you know, in order for electricity to happen, you have to have both. So, obviously, there is a place for, but if you have too much negativity, then you're not going to get any electricity and the light's not going to come on, you know. So,
exactly. So for me, what I did on the first date, what I did, which was wrong, all right, to all the women out there, when your man ain't doing what you would like for him to do, maybe you nagging too much. Maybe you're like me, you're nagging too much, you're not doing anything else, but you're wanting too much attention. Maybe he needs alone time.
Okay, maybe, so, and specifically, define alone time, because, you know, when I hear that, it's a lot of like, you know, all by yourself, and you get to do whatever you want, but to me, that doesn't seem like that's what God wants you to do when you have alone time, which I think that's what you're referring to, but I just want to clarify that for the listeners.
All right, well, alone time, all right. For me, it is use your time to relax, your time to recharge. So some of us are introverts, some of us are extroverted. So those of us who are introverted, like me, yes, I'm introverted. Y'all okay. Heard that correctly.
God doesn't make junk. You're perfect. So continue.
Yeah. I need my downtime. I need space from other people. Other people, you know, they get to me. So I go to be alone, and I may be, like, I'm always constantly in prayer one way or another, whether it be with words or not.
You want to get away from the noise, in other words, so you can hear God clearly.
Yeah, to get away from everything. And so if us women become the noise for our man, he's obviously not going to want to talk to you. He's not going to want to deal with the issues, and he's not going to want to deal with anything that you want. Especially if every single day, whenever he wakes up, he knows that you're going to nag about something because we're women. We're going to nag at one point or another in one of our relationships. Might as well face the facts. I did it. And I said beforehand, I'd never do that. And even I did. And so...
Trust me, women.
No,
you say it, it's going to happen because God made y'all that way. You're our helpmate. And
yeah,
oftentimes we're like, okay, can she actually help me? But then we're, you know, we appreciate you being in our lives. But she, again, that's another wisdom of God's, you know, how he set up men and women. And he sure did a lot of work with just a rib, is all I got to say. So,
yeah, God did.
But anyways, all right, well, perfect. That goes right into what I'm going to address to the men. Men, for us, we need to, Well, first I want to address that assumption is a sin, and you know, it's probably one of the biggest sins next to lying, etc. Because, well, in a way, assumption is kind of lying, because you're basically at that point doing God's job and saying, oh, okay, well, this is what's happening, so I can get from this, you know, which is a lot of the cause for some of the, or most of the breakups, is that assumption, and you know, it gets you nowhere. So if your woman is talking to you, or your sister, because this can go for brothers and sisters too,
you gotta take a step back.
Right.
Like, you, both the woman and the man, you gotta, like, I'll give you 3 steps that I do. Go get in the bathtub, grab a book, breathe. I know you want to deal with it right then and there, but breathe. And then, and set a timer for, like, say, all right, for 30 minutes, I'm not going to think about this, and then don't think about it. Come back to it, make 30 minutes for prayer time, then go after you've figured out what you're going to say.
And ladies, this is for you, by the way. I'm sorry.
And just figure it out.
All right,
also
cool.
Also for men.
Oh,
because,
well,
like,
I thought we usually went to the barn or something.
Y'all,
or beer or whatever. Or go hang out with our buddies and say, hey.
Yeah.
Help me understand my woman, because I can't. But that brings me to the point, guys, of what I was saying is, we can't assume. And then number 2, know that your woman is not perfect. And, you know, she doesn't hear everything quite and understand it like you might. So, again, that comes under assuming. But as my older brother said, because him and his wife has had some situations like that, it's like women need to be treated just like if you were trying to raise a good garden to grow off of. You have to every day go in there and, whether you know she sees it or not, kind of pick out the weeds. And that doesn't mean say, hey, quit doing this because you know this isn't right, because my dad did that and it just upset my mother. And yes, they're still together, but I mean, they've got 5 children that don't talk to them. So I would encourage y'all that that's probably not the best way. So in my opinion, first off, if y'all haven't ever heard of it or watched the movie Fireproof, go ahead and watch that. Especially those of you that might be close to thinking of getting a divorce. If that's gonna happen, you know, God does not want it to happen. I mean, maybe on some occasions it might be in his will because he does things, but that's like 1 to 100. It's not very often, because why would God put some people together and not allow them to grow together? Or even if a divorce did happen, why there has to be this conflict? Because I have some conflict with a girl I have now, and like my ex-girlfriend, and you know, apparently my ex-girlfriend, she wanted to be friends right when we broke up, and then now she's like, you know, we can't be friends. And, you know, that's that negativity that God wants to have out of a relationship. So, the thing to to get from this, guys, is women need to be tended, but you also have to let them alone for a little bit and let the sun shine, and then go back outside and then sometimes just sit and watch the plant. You know, if you ever go into a garden, you know, you ever just relax in your garden, you know, that's kind of what you're doing. And for you men, what I'm talking about is just sitting and listening to them and don't say anything. You might be thinking it like, hey, we talked about this, I thought blah blah blah. Again, don't assume, just listen. And then, you know, the great time is, you know, when couples go to bed, because that's when y'all have both, maybe if you've listened to each other at the same time and there's been a span of time, so you can talk about it. Now, another thing, men, is women do believe in that concept. Not so much us men. We want to go to bed. So, or it's vice versa. But more often than not, it's like we want to go to bed because we're tired. But stay awake and, you know, expend that energy. I mean, if you love God, are you going to read your Bible? And I feel like I'm pointing a dagger in myself because I haven't read the Bible consistently. But anyways, we're not perfect. Alright guys, a quick break and we'll be right back to finish up the last bits of this podcast. Again, we thank Jennifer for coming on and was proud to have her. If y'all want to reach out for her, look up Jen Diamond on Instagram and you know, send her a prayer request, say whatever you want to, and you can also reach out to her at her email, dctimagine@gmail.com. Again, that's dctimagine@gmail.com. And last but not least, let's not forget to check out some Christian podcasts as well as that sgmp.com with host Dr. Jeff Steele and Darren Sutherland. Again, that's Dr. Jeff Steele and Darren Sutherland as they talk about Southern Gospel. Anyway, let's do this break and we'll get right back. Thank you. We really aren't perfect, and we can't expect to do everything, you know, right on cue, and sometimes we miss the beat, but that's why God is the conductor, amen. So, as I was saying, is that if you love God, are you going to, you know, read the Bible, you know, like 1 to 2 times out of the month, or are you going to read it as much as you can? You know, same thing goes for the woman, you know. If you really love them, how much are you willing to listen, I guess is what it comes down to. So anyways, well, we had a very good time talking to my sister, who is off the air now because she had to go. But yes, Jennifer Kager, and we will be doing another episode with her about her the business side of things, because we're already going over an hour on this particular episode, but it's a good thing. So anyway guys, thanks for listening to this, and I hope you know, you men and especially women, you know, enjoyed that last part. And, you know, I'm single myself, so I find it awkward that I'm, you know, kind of ministering in that way. But it's not so much a ministry as I feel led to just, you know, express what God is, you know, telling me or speaking to me. So thank you so much, guys, for, you know, tuning in. And don't forget about the theme verse of the day was Proverbs 4, 7, and 8. Very good scripture. Well, anyways, God bless y'all. And I'm getting off work here soon, so I got to get ready. But if you are interested in wanting to know, or you have any questions about what we talked today, you know, concerning your relationships or anything, you can email me at amos.waterbury@gmail.com, or also email SFC email, which is Soldiers for Christ, again, FORChrist@gmail.com, SoldiersForChristM@gmail.com. So it's Soldiers for Christ, FOR is the four, not a numerical four. SoldiersForChristM@gmail.com. Well, thank you guys for listening, and God bless you. We'll catch you on the next episode. Remember, God knows your plan, and He knows what's best for you. Follow it, and may He bless you. Amen. Hello, guys. You have been listening to episode 3 of Soldiers for Christ, A Walk with God. In this episode, we learned a lot about how to cling to God and just wait for His timing. I mean, oftentimes we want to rush things, but we can't always depend on our time and what we think, because it's all hearsay. God says, "Give everything to me, and I will multiply your blessings." I hope you got some encouragement from this episode, and we hope that you listen to a lot more. Thanks for listening to today's episode of FSC, A Walk with God. God bless.